Can anybody guess what I might be speaking about tonight? Easter. It's good. Anybody else? Thanksgiving. I'll give you guys a hint. There we go. Yes, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's coming up, and I would talk about that next week, next Wednesday, but Melody's going to be talking, so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it this week. Is that okay with you guys? I hope it is, because if it's not, you're going to be disappointed, whatever. This is what we're doing. Praise God. God's great. You know that? Am I rambling? Okay. So Thanksgiving's coming up, and you know what? I've always liked Thanksgiving. It's just like, it's a really great time, because you've got, like, first off, it starts up with waking up in the morning. Anybody wake up on Thanksgiving and the house is just full of that aroma? Whatever that smell is, I don't know. It's like everything being cooked at once, and it's just like turkey and blah, 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 and it's just, wow, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, it's going to be good. And your stomach just starts to, like, expand and get ready to digest the 6 pounds of food you're about to ingest. I don't know if you guys, I don't eat for like 2 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving. So I guess you could say I'm not eating right now. But you want to make room, you know, you don't eat a whole lot on Wednesday night. And you got, nobody eats breakfast on Thanksgiving. What's that all about? So you're like starving by the time you get to the meal. And then you got your Macy's Day Parade that's just kind of playing in the back, and you got like Bart Simpson going by on balloons, and it's stupid and it's cheesy, but you know what, it gets you in the mood, you know, it gets me in the mood for like, man, today's Thanksgiving. And maybe you step outside in your PJs and it's a crisp morning. Today's Thanksgiving. This is going to be a good day. I love it. I am so happy. And then you got your turkey and your dressing and your cranberries and your cranberry sauce. Maybe a little green bean casserole. Any green bean casserole with the, what are those onions? Those, what, are they fried? Are they dipped? Are they marshmallowed? Whatever they are, they're the green bean casserole. Little maybe a cream corn casserole. I don't know if you guys are into that. Maybe a little sweet potato pie with some marshmallows on top. You guys into that kind of stuff? At my house, we just have like this buffet table, and it's just amazing. And then after you have all of that, you've got your pecan pie and your pumpkin pie and your apple pie and your chocolate pie. Yes, it's going to be good. After all of that, you get some coffee and some ice cream, and you're just eating it all, and it's tasting great and delicious. And then by around like 3 or 1 or 2 or noon, you got all these football games coming on. And it's just, I don't even like football. It's like the most, I'm not into it. But on Thanksgiving, it's like, dude, turn on CBS. It's time for like football mania, like 20 games in a row. And then the Cowboys are going to come on sometime during the day, and that's always fun. And, yeah, it's good times, you know. And you get good times with your family. You get to take off from work or school, and then after you do all that, you lay down on the couch, and you, like, unbuckle your belt and pop your, like, buttons off because you've just eaten so much and you can't even, like, close your pants anymore. And you're just sitting there, and you're just like, oh. And then you just, like, fall asleep for, like, 4 hours. Anybody else do that? This is, like, my Thanksgiving. This is awesome. And then you wake up, and there's still the smell of coffee going, and you go in there, and you might eat a little more turkey or a little more dressing or a little more pie. And then there's the newspaper that's sitting there, and that's full of all the sales for the next day because you got, like, Best Buy and Circuit City and, like, Sears and all these places that are having all these sales Friday after Thanksgiving. Anybody else look through the newspaper on Thursday and like, man, I'm so getting up at like 4 a.m. and I'm going to go get this DVD player for like 29 cents. Am I the only one? Please tell me I'm not the only one. I'm like, I'm going to make like $1 million on eBay this year. And then you of course you don't. You sleep until like whatever 2:30 the next day on Friday. But another great part of Thanksgiving is that when Thanksgiving's over, it's the beginning of Christmas. Christmas. December's coming up. Santa Claus is getting his reindeer together. He's getting them in order. Rudolph at the front. He's getting all his elves together to make the presents. Come on, guys. It's the last push. We got to get this done. And even on top of all of Thanksgiving, you can even dress up if you want to. You can. People do it. We have some, I don't know, you just type in like Thanksgiving pictures and you get like random pictures of cool people dressing up on Thanksgiving. Anybody else do this? No? Well, you're missing out. You should tap into this. This is good stuff. It's awesome. I don't know what that says on their heads. I hope it's not profanities. I really didn't look at the, I was not vulgar language. I didn't look at it that closely. Those are all my favorite parts of Thanksgiving. You guys really ought to cut out some cardboard hats. Maybe a little like pilgrim thing going. Got any pilgrims in the house? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Little John Smith. Maybe you can be John Smith and your girlfriend can be Pocahontas. If you're into such things. Or if you're married, I don't know. Okay, so why'd everybody laugh when I said married? People get married all the time. It's what people do. They grow up and they get married, unless your name's Matt Bell. So, ouch. Yeah, I suck. Shouldn't say that from the mic. Sorry. So, Thanksgiving. Those are my favorite parts. But, I forgot to mention one thing. What was that thing I didn't mention? Giving thanks. In all of these things, I never once mentioned the meaning, the purpose, the reason that we have this holiday. Isn't that interesting? Like at the Bell family, you know, we have our Thanksgiving, and we have all this food, and blah, 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 blah. And then my poor dad, before we were about to eat, nobody's eaten for 3 weeks, and all this food's there, and it smells so good, he decides that we're going to, like, be spiritual, and we're going to do the right thing. We got like 5 boys who haven't eaten anything in 6 weeks, you know, and we're like dying. And we want this food and we want to put it in our mouths and we want to just like feel it going down and wow, man, that's some good turkey. And my dad's like, you know, I want us to all go around the table. And I want you to tell me what you're thankful for. And you know, it's like the first one, my family. Second one, God. Second one, Jesus. Third one, the Holy Spirit. Fourth one, food. Third, what around? Sixth, our house. You know, it's just like, whatever, Dad. I'm thankful for, like, dirt. Let me just eat. Anybody, can you guys bear witness with me? Can you identify this kind of thing that we have going on? And it's so easy to just like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we said what we were thankful for, why we're thankful. And then you don't even think about it anymore, right? It's just like, whatever, I got off tomorrow. I'm going to look at the newspaper. It's going to be good. Watch football. Take a nap. Yes. But, you know, I would always wonder, like, why do we give thanks? Why are we thankful? Can I get 3 volunteers? Uno, dos, tres. Jump up like you're on fire. You know what? I'm just going to pick you guys out. How about we do that? Is that fun? How about I do like... Phil, come on down. Yeah. Is that boring or should I keep doing that? Is it fun just watching to see if I'm going to fall off the stage? Angela. I like this game. Okay, one more. Aaron. Yes. Okay, everybody give our volunteers a big hand. Okay, this is going to be real easy. All I'm going to say is, why are you thankful? And you're going to answer me. Why are you thankful, Phil?
I don't know. I guess I like it when...
Excuse me?
I like things being done for me. I'm a pretty selfish guy.
So why are you thankful?
Because it makes me feel good. And I say thank you to keep it coming.
It's good. I like that. It's good stuff. Angela, why are you thankful? Aaron, why are you thankful?
Is this like, what are you thankful for?
Why are you thankful?
Because, I don't know. Because life's good and it's good to give thanks because you feel better.
That's a pretty hard question, man. It's like a trick question.
It is. Dang it. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats. Give them a big hand. See, it is kind of a trick question. And Phil got it right. See, I was asking, why are you thankful, not what are you thankful for? Because normally people say, why are you thankful? And they'll be like, I'm thankful for my house. Why are you thankful? I like my dog. You know, whatever it is. Why are you thankful? Because I don't have AIDS. You know, whatever the thing is, like that, those are all things that have been said at my house. I don't know what you guys are thankful for. That I don't have hepatitis B. I don't know. Or here's one, that I'm not in the hospital. Wow. Okay. But yeah. Those are all things that we're thankful for. But why be thankful is what I would always wonder. Like, why do we need to be thankful? Yeah, we're blessed, and it's good to be blessed, but why do I need to be thankful that I'm blessed? Like, what difference does it make whether or not I care, whether or not I'm thankful? That's what I would always say. Yeah, Thanksgiving, blah, 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 I'm thankful for my house, blah, 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 blah. But it's not a big deal. But, you know, when thinking about it, blah, 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 I came up with 5 reasons, okay? So I'm going to give you 5 good reasons to be thankful. Not things to be thankful for, but 5 reasons to be thankful. Is everybody with me? Everybody on the same page? Okay, number 1, this should be the easiest one to guess. Why be thankful? Actually, I've got some little pilgrims helping me. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. Okay, number 1. Why be thankful? This is a room full of Christians. What's the deal? God wants us to be thankful? How do we know God wants us to be thankful? The Bible says so. That's what, you know, pretty much any question you ask, you know, around the church or, you know, in school, if you go to a Christian school, it's like, why do I have to do that? Because the Bible says so. You know what? And that's great. And I've got a verse here to go with that in Psalms 107:1. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Yes, I know the Bible tells me to give thanks, and that's great. But a lot of times, that's not enough for me. I don't know if that's enough for you guys. But you need maybe a couple other reasons that have, like, some real-world application other than just the Bible says so, right? Yeah. So I'm going to give you 4 more. Number 2, anybody want to take a stab at this? Because people feel better? No. No. Tehran. No. Okay. 2, because your life has been enriched. That's good. Wow. I am thankful because I am feeling better because of what just happened. Number 3. Anybody guess what number 3 is? David, you got it. What was it? Because you don't deserve it to begin with. I have a verse from Ephesians, and it's Paul telling the Ephesians not to boast in their salvation because they thought they were better than the people who were unsaved. They were like using that as an area of pride in their lives. And I'm going to read that verse to you. It's from Ephesians, which we just read, right? Yes. Ephesians 2, verses 3 and 5. It says, all of us also lived among them at one time, and that's he's talking about the unsaved, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desire and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of sin. But because of this great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that we have been saved. So we don't deserve a lot of the blessings that we have, right? We don't deserve salvation. You can't work for salvation. You can work all your life and do a lot of great things and be like Mother Teresa Jr., but if you haven't asked Jesus in your heart, it's not going to do you any good. We can't boast in our salvation because we don't deserve it. We don't deserve a lot of the blessings that we have, right? So that's the third reason to be thankful. The fourth reason, somebody got this one when they were shouting out reasons. Was it you, Ryan Brown? No. Actually, it was Phil, sort of, kind of. No, it wasn't Phil. His was selfish. Somebody else said it. I don't know who you were, but I'm going to find out. Okay, number four is it is a way to give back to the person who gave to you, right? It encourages them. It blesses them. It gives back to the giver. And you know what? This is kind of goes along with what Phil was saying. There are a lot of bad things in this world, right? A lot of nasty stuff going around. You got like mono and cholera and all kinds of diseases. But when somebody does something good, we need to encourage that, right? We need to say, man, you did a great job. Hey, thanks. That really blessed me. I know that I enjoy those one time a year that I actually receive encouragement. That just like really blesses me. And I know that it probably blesses you guys when you receive encouragement, right? Vanessa, come on. You're really slacking off, right? Come on. Give it the program. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it on. Okay. That's number four. It's a powerful, it's a powerful principle. Okay? I've got my little Porky Pig going here tonight. In more ways than one, man. Okay. Wow, this is great. I am feeling festive tonight. It's my dance. It's going to catch on. 2020. It's going to be like the biggest thing ever. The year 2020. All right. Whatever. It's a way to give back to the person who's given to you, and that's a great thing to do. So when somebody serves you a piece of hot apple pie on Thanksgiving morning, what are you going to say? Thank you. Gracias. You're the best. Or you could also say, that's awesome. Ah, whatever. Okay. Number five. Did somebody get this? This is probably, you know, number one's really important, but this is also probably really important and really relevant to you guys. I want you guys to get this. Number five. When you're thankful for the things that you have, it brings with it true happiness. It really does. When you're thankful for what you have, man, God, I'm so thankful for these nice jeans here. God, man, I've just got some nice jeans. Thank you, Lord, for my jeans. Then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm not worried about Tom's jeans. I don't want his jeans. I've got my cool jeans, you know? I'm thankful for what I have. Amen. Okay. I got a good sale on these jeans. Lord, thank you for my jeans. You can apply that to any area of your life. When you're thankful for what you have, you're a happy person. You're a content person. When you're not thankful for what you have, when you're like, oh, everything I have is junk. Everything I have is junk. It's just a bunch of garbage. I got to get new stuff. I got to get more stuff. Then all of a sudden, you're not a very happy person. And you're just pursuing things, and you're pursuing material junk. And that never fills you up. Because when you have it, you don't really want it anymore. You want new stuff. If you guys can, like, grab onto this, everybody just raise your hand. Just take it. It's yours. Bring it into your bosom. Yes. If you guys can latch onto this, I'm being like so dead serious, you will have a really good life. This is a great way to have a good life. If you're thankful for the things that you have. Paul, talking to the Philippians, if you're reading your Philippians, you will read this tomorrow. In Philippians 4:11, he says, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I have learned to accept whatever's in my life. I've learned to be thankful and grateful to God for the blessings that he's put on me. And when you live a life like that, you're happy, you're at peace, you're content. How many guys want to be happy out there? Yes, I knew it. I knew you guys wanted to be happy. Here's another little tip. This wasn't in my notes. I'm just kind of coming up with this. It's a lookout. Where was it? It was just there. There he is. Okay, a lot of us, anybody out there keep a diary, a journal, thoughts? You write down stuff? Yeah, some of you guys are too cool to raise your hand. I'm not, unfortunately, but for some of you guys that are, we write down our thoughts, blah, 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 blah. But what a lot of times drives us to write things down? It's bad stuff. That idiot cut me off. That moron, blah, 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 blah. My teacher at school, that blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 So, sorry, I kind of got stuck there. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, we write all this junk, all the nonsense and the blah, 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 blah that's going on in our life. Maybe you don't do it on paper. Maybe you do it on your MySpace or your live type journal, blogger, blah, 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 blah. But instead of rushing to the computer every time something bad happens or to your journal, what if... Pray? That's good. That's great. We got to pray. We got to use the 30-second prayer. You guys remember that? We'll get together afterwards. We'll have a little one-on-one session, all right? Somebody help me. Where was I? You should get a journal. You should go to Target and buy one of these 69-cent journals and only write things that you're thankful for in it. Okay? And try and write in it every day. Okay? If you do this, I promise you, it will change your life. It will change your life, okay? It won't be normal anymore. It will be awesome and exciting. And wow, I'm so thankful for all these things that I have. And if you make a commitment to writing in it every day, no longer are you going to be thinking about all the things that are wrong in your life, but you're going to be looking, keeping a watchful eye, a keen eye, a sharp eyeball for things that are good that you can write down in your I'm thankful for this journal, okay? So here's what we're going to do. It's going to be real simple. I would like for everyone who is going to keep a Thanksgiving journal just do it for a week. This week, from Wednesday, everybody has notebook paper, okay? From Wednesday to Wednesday, okay? And we'll be coming back here next Wednesday. Thanksgiving's the following day. I think this is going to work out great. If you're going to do that every day, write at least one thing that happened to you that day that you're thankful for. I want you to stand up. Arise to your feet, army of God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, so we got four. Oh, here they come. They're sprouting up like trees. Dee-lee-lee-lee. Okay, don't get me started. So what are we doing? Why are we standing? If you're not going to do this, sit down. I'm serious. Okay? That's cool. Hey, that's awesome. But if you are going to do this tonight, when you get home, get out a piece of paper, get a notebook, write down something that you're thankful for. A great idea. I'll get you started. Man, I'm thankful for that awesome message on Thanksgiving I heard tonight. Man, that was awesome. Man, that changed my life. Okay, so you can get, there's just something, a little something to get you rolling with. But if you live a lifestyle of Thanksgiving, with it will come true happiness. So recite for me real quick. What was number one reason we give thanks? Bible says. Number two. This one was kind of the, your life has been enriched. Number three. Numero cuatro. That's number four for you Anglos. Number four. It gives back to the person who gives to you, and it encourages them to keep giving because there's enough junk going around in the world. And number five, it brings you true happiness. All right, awesome. Lord Jesus, I pray you bless this group of insane, crazy, fun, radical young people. God, I pray you just set them on fire for you and remind them to read their Bibles and write in their Thanksgiving journal this week. Take them home safe and bring them back safely. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys are awesome. Next week, Melody Romo.